Welcome to the Williams Meekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty.
How are y'all?
Grace. How about you?
Good. You know, the Tuesdays I probably won't be here. Do you know why?
No.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, my aunt had a stroke. And I've been spending some time in Tacoma General. Now they've finally got her home. The family would like me to, well, because of what I went through with taking care of Mother 24 hours a day, I realized that it's going to be pretty tough on them, okay, because they have jobs and blah, blah. So the family's kind of splitting up some days, those of us that can. And they'd like me to take Tuesdays, so I will have to be up in Tacoma by 8 o'clock, moving around, doing things, so I probably won't be here on Tuesdays.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. Put that up.
Until she gets better or whatever. I can go back and listen to the call on allswell.org to catch up on the notes, but I just wanted to let you know that I probably won't be here on most Tuesdays unless something comes up and they have a lot of appointments and she's got to be at the doctor's or spend a lot of time. Other than that, I'll be spending my Tuesdays with her. Help the family out so they can go do the things they need to do.
Good morning,
everyone.
Don't know you. Good morning, Nancy.
Hello.
I have a video ready, but how long is it?
5.5 minutes. Is that too long?
No. You're not. Are you going to be online here?
It's coming up now. Doesn't show I'm on.
Because I had some pictures. Actually, I did some different pictures than you sent me because I got in there and saw some different ones that I thought you'd like.
All right.
So if you come on, I can show them to you really quick.
Oh, is it not showing that I'm up?
Oh, there you are. It is now. First, I put the xanthan up. But I'm not going to show the definition until after until a different time because I don't want to take what you're going to say there. I didn't finish slide right here, but there that one is. Most of these are just cute.
That is very good. And until last week, I didn't know that the babies are born white.
Certainly does tell us that. You are what you eat.
That's right.
Okay.
Good morning, Monty.
So what is somebody doing? Moving their phone or? We are getting that noise quite frequently. So whoever is cleaning their desk must be somebody else that's online. Not online. Okay, I'm going to mute, and then we can go ahead and get started. I got mute. Take care of the chimes. Okay, we have quite a group on the call. We just don't have them on the screen yet, so... good morning, everybody. I'm here for our health style education call. And today we have Nancy Gilmer from Houston, Texas, who's going to be teaching us about something I had not really heard too much about before. So I think that'll be interesting. So, Nancy, go ahead.
Are you going to play the video now or later?
Well, yeah, that's up to you.
Probably let him in.
Maybe we could wait a little bit. Maybe we'll have a little bit more full crew on the film.
Sure.
But I will play the voice. Hopefully I turn the voice up so people will be able to hear it. Well, we are going to have a video if you guys like to get on the WebEx. Meantime, we would like to tell you a little bit about the Health Style Call, if, just in case you have somebody who's brand new. We have a mission here. To teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. And so we're learning so much more information than we knew before. And we just have it in class. This is like education 202 or something, 201. It's not exactly a 101 class. So that we know a lot more about our body, and we know a lot more about what's good for us and what's not, and we're continuing to learn that. Because to make good choices, we've got to know some of these things. Another thing we do, of course, is we cover a lot on Monday, is we have a 10-point journal we keep, and it is just not just for journaling, but for keeping us on track and what will keep us healthy. And then we have our charts, all of these things you can find on ybhurton.com or .biz site. And we talk quite a bit about NECAN and the awesome nutritionals that back us up and help us to be sure that we're getting what we need in our diet. I'm scrolling down here because I want to get to our lesson vocabulary word with Nancy. She always finds such awesome things for us to learn about, but how do we pronounce this word that we've got on the screen, which is A-S-T-A and X-A-N-T-H-I-N. And maybe Nancy will help us. I don't know. I don't know if I made this thing slide off. Does this sound correct, Nancy?
Well, it is astaxan, and whenever you see an X-A-N, it is pronounced zan, as in Z for zebra. So it is astaxanthin. They have an E on here.
It's up at the one above. It's just the way that they asked.
Okay.
And then if we just think of it as almost two words. Okay, that's what we're going to learn about today. And so here's Nancy.
All right. Let me go back to last week where we ended with Dr. McCullough stating that when he flies, well, of course, he no longer has to do this because he flies so frequently, so he has opted out of the scanner, but he says that he takes, before he has any kind of procedures done as far as radiation, that he uses 8 to 10 milligrams of astaxanthin on a regular basis. But now that's to lessen the ionizing radiation damage. And also back to that statement we made about voicing our opinion on wewon'tfly.com. It says in 2010, when massive numbers of people were planning on opting out in protest, they shut all the X-ray scanners off that day and ran people through the older ones. He says if 10% of us choose to opt out regularly, he thinks that maybe those machines would be shut off permanently. Okay. So now we're into the astaxanthin. There are two different types of antioxidants that work together to neutralize free radicals. Antioxidants are generally classified in two broad categories, the water-soluble and the lipid-soluble. Your body needs both types of the antioxidants because each one targets different types of cells and tissues for free radical scavenging. The water-soluble, these are present in the fluids such as blood and intracellular and extracellular fluids. They react with oxidants in the cell, cytosol, and that word is spelled C-Y-T-O-S-O-L, and the blood plasma. Examples of the water-soluble are vitamin C, glutathione, and catechins. And then the lipid soluble antioxidants. These are localized into cellular membranes and lipoproteins. They protect cell membranes from lipid peroxidation, and these are the vitamin E, A, and beta-carotene. To fight and help neutralize pesky free radicals, you need both types of antioxidants from as many sources as possible. And then with the lipid-soluble, he believes that this is a natural super antioxidant like no other. He says if you could reduce the appearance of wrinkles, dry skin, age spots, and freckles, boost your brain and nervous system protection from free radicals, help reduce the visible signs of aging, promote your joint and skeletal system health, potentially enhance your skin protection from sun-induced free radicals. This would be this natural supplement that he's talking about. And if you are an athlete or even a weekend warrior, you can increase your strength and stamina, improve your endurance, enable faster recovery from exercise, reduce joint and muscle soreness after a vigorous workout. Clinical trials have researched the solid benefits of this powerful lipid-soluble antioxidant. Of course, we've already discussed about the baby flamingos, that they are born white. They only obtain their pink color once they eat food that is loaded with astaxanthin. Astaxanthin belongs to a class of naturally occurring pigments called carotenoids. And I think Ruth has used that word for us to learn how to pronounce it earlier and the meaning. Carotenoids are the compounds in your food that provide brilliant colors, from beautifully green sea grasses to stunning red beets to spectacular yellow bell peppers that possess potent antioxidant properties crucial to your health. Even though there are more than 700 naturally occurring carotenoids, most people are probably only familiar with a few, and the most common one is beta-carotene. In fact, there are only two sources of the carotenoids, a very unique source of microalgae, and the sea creatures, salmon, krill, etc., that consume the microalgae. The challenge with salmon is to get adequate amounts of the antioxidant. Either expensive sockeye salmon needs to be consumed, or large amounts of other types of salmon, almost 2 pounds of Atlantic salmon. Additionally, I don't think any of us could eat that much. And he's talking about a daily supply that we would need if we do not supplement with the astaxanthin. Additionally, even if it's wild salmon, there are always concerns with mercury and other heavy metal content. As a source of antioxidants and vitamin A, the carotenoids are critical to the photosynthesis process. Plus, as antioxidants, they protect plants and organisms from free radical damage caused by light and oxygen. By consuming plants and organisms containing the carotenoid pigment, you can gain a similar protective benefit. By adding antioxidants to your diet to help combat sun-induced free radicals in your skin, you can help to potentially avoid premature aging, skin aging, that is, excessive wrinkling, skin dryness, excessive number of age spots, proliferation of freckles. five of the most effective things he recommends for you to do to help promote healthy immune response is eat a healthy organic diet based on your nutritional type. And in his literature, he's even written a book about this on how to tell what type of nutritional body type we are. Exercise regularly to help control your weight. Avoid vitamin D deficiency. Help your stress levels keep your stress levels in check. And avoid smoking. Plus, there's one other thing, which is the astaxanthin to supplement with that. One key area astaxanthin has a positive effect is on your mitochondria. The mitochondria are little intracellular powerhouses within your body. They produce up to 95% of your body's energy. Mitochondria are found in your muscle tissue. And that's where you have one of the greatest demands of intense bursts of energy. But there is a downside to this energy-producing activity. It can generate highly reactive free radicals. These free radicals can damage your cell membranes and oxidize your DNA. The more strenuous the workout, the more free radicals you produce. You can end up with tired and sore muscles. Astaxanthin has been shown to effectively scavenge free radicals from muscle tissue and help reduce singlet, that's S-I-N-G-L-E-T, oxygen, particularly the type of bad oxidation. When it comes to free radical scavenging, astaxanthin can be as much as 65 times more powerful than vitamin C, 54 times stronger than beta-carotene. Plus, astaxanthin has been shown to be more effective than other carotenoids and other nutrients in the singlet oxygen quenching by being up to 800 times stronger than CoQ10, 6,000 times greater than vitamin C, 550 times more powerful than green tea catechin, and 11 times stronger than beta-carotene. Astaxanthin was even found to be as much as 2.75 times stronger than lutein, with regard to singlet oxygen quenching. And here's even more on how the astaxanthin is potentially so effective. It's, and this is very important for us to remember, it is able to cross the blood-brain barrier. The beta-carotene and some others don't do this. And there, I'm trying to remember which ones. I think it's the grapeseed extract is one of them that can cross the blood-brain barrier, but there are just a handful of them that can do that. So this protects your brain and nervous system from oxidative stress, potentially reduces DNA damage caused by free radicals. The synthetic astaxanthin is not used in any supplements or consumption by human beings. But the bad news is synthetic astaxanthin is still most commonly found in animal feeds. So if you believe that you're eating healthy by consuming salmon, but the salmon is not wild or naturally colored, then there's a good chance you're consuming synthetic astaxanthin indirectly. The majority of synthetic astaxanthin is produced from highly processed petrochemicals. That means you could be consuming some forms of synthetic chemicals if you eat farmed farm-raised salmon. What he recommends is to make sure to find wild Pacific salmon because it contains astaxanthin that is 20 times stronger than synthetic astaxanthin, 400 times higher in quantity than farmed salmon, and 100% natural in the salmon's pigment and not synthetic. You have to eat several ounces every single day to get the same dose of astaxanthin that is present in the natural supplement. So that's why he chooses to get his from supplements. This, and Ruth, if you'd like to send this link out to others, there is more on it. He's got a lot more information that, with charts and things and with some studies.
The link that you sent? That you sent to me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put that in.
So then he goes into telling that there are a lot of astaxanthins on the market, but you have to make sure that it's one that meets the standards for being the high quality and the purity. So he's got his own, and people can go to that. I've also learned through another source of through a pharmacist that it's Susie Cohen, the pharmacist, who's on a lot of the programs. She says the bio, and that's bio-astin, is a good brand. And that is 60 soft gels for $17.62 on VitaCost. And it does have a 5-star rating on that site. Okay. Any questions at this point?
What was the Biostan, S-T-O-N?
It's bio-astin. That's the brand.
Okay. Okay, and I have another question back here. I should know this, and I probably did it one time, but what you have... two types of the antioxidant, and I have a lipid, which I think is the oil soluble.
Yes.
We have a lipid, and what was the other?
The water soluble.
Okay, and the water soluble. Okay.
Yeah, lipids are fats.
Mm-hmm. So this sounds like a really supplement to add to our regime, especially if we're exposed to radiation.
Well, yeah, some people have changed their mind, or science, or somebody has changed their minds about the lipids and being, used to be that they being sure you don't take too much vitamin D, too much vitamin E, and so because they would be too much in your body or something, that seems to have gone by the wayside.
I think some years ago when they did the study on vitamin E and said that we should be staying away from too much of it, that's what I heard later from a naturopath, is that that study was done on synthetic vitamin E, not the natural.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And so we want to be sure that we get that and the right vitamin E natural to cough pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now do you want to run the film?
I think so. I think they would enjoy that. Let me add something else. I thought I had it highlighted in my notes, but maybe not. The salmon, when I'm looking at this picture, this gives them the strength to be able to go against the flow, you know, to make their way up the rapids.
I had that in that picture.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Anyway, that's another advantage, that it does give us energy, and that's where they get their energy, is to do that swimming upstream.
If I can find Dr. Mercola here. Here he is. You guys can see him? Can you see Dr. Mercola?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so now hopefully you'll be able to also hear him. I think he's plenty loud.
But it also has a dark side, and that is it can... Oh, Dr. Mercola, today we're going to talk about oxygen. And without oxygen, of course, we'd be dead in a few minutes. But it also has a dark side, and that is it can provide oxidative stresses to your body. And let me give you an illustration of that. Oxidation is what occurs when you take an iron bar and you throw it in the ocean. You come back a few weeks or a few months later, you'll see it's rusted. And that's what oxidation does to your body. It does this internal rusting. So that's not a great thing, and many people believe it's one of the primary reasons why we age, so or at least contributes to the aging factor. And one of the ways that our body is designed to protect against that is to make sure that we have plenty of antioxidants. And the ideal form of antioxidants is from the foods that you eat. And really one of the highest sources and concentrations would be in your vegetables. That's why you want to make sure you have plenty of vegetables, especially the green ones, fresh, raw, organic, preferably locally grown, have hundreds, if not thousands of different antioxidants that work synergistically to prevent this damage from your tissue, which can also impair and really seriously damage your DNA and your reproductive potential. So clearly you're going to want to make sure that that's a big component. Now, of course, we've all heard of the traditional antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, but one of the most exciting ones, and really one of the ones that I'm absolutely just phenomenally excited about, is astaxanthin. And you may not have heard of it before, and it certainly sounds like a mouthful, but essentially this is a fat-soluble antioxidant that's extracted from marine algae. And this is actually what gives salmon its pink color. You may not realize, but baby flamingos are actually born white. And it's not until they start having astaxanthin that they turn into pink flamingos. So it's a really important component and part of the marine system. And why is it so exciting? Well, most of us are interested in the way we look, and astaxanthin has been shown to physically improve the appearance of your skin. And it will actually help prevent age spots and the appearance of wrinkles and even freckles. It's also phenomenally important, specifically because it's a fat-soluble supplement and vitamin to go into your nervous system so it can help support your brain function and tissues that are associated with your brain, like your vision. It's a really powerful support for your vision. And also for your joint and your skeletal health. It's really shockingly effective here. And I'm a big fan of exposing your skin to plenty of sun, especially in the summer, because you're going to increase your levels of vitamin D. And the downside of that, of course, is you can have photoaging and other sun-induced damage, and it's been shown that astaxanthin to help limit this protection, to help support your body to protect against that from happening. So it's really useful. And if you're interested in using exercises, we all should be, and if you need exercise to compete or perform at a very high level, and many professional and highly competitive athletes have been using astaxanthin with phenomenal benefits, so something you certainly want to consider. Now, just how potent is astaxanthin? Well, when you compare it with respect to its free radical scavenging capacity, it's 65 times stronger than vitamin C and 14 times stronger than vitamin E. But actually, there's another way that you can analyze its antioxidant capacity, and that is its singlet oxygen quenching capacity. And when you look at that, it's actually 550 times stronger than vitamin E and 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C. So you can see it's incredibly potent, which is one of the reasons why it has such a powerful effect on your body. Now, if you're going to use this as a supplement, it's important to understand that you can get astaxanthin from three different sources. One is from the marine bioalgae, which is the preferred natural way to do that. But you can also get it from fungus or synthetics, and it would definitely discourage using the last two. So you want to make sure it's from marine algae. And then secondly, you want to look at the way it's extracted, because it has to be removed from the algae. And the way it can be done, this is several sources. One of it can be used with toxic solvents like hexane or some other similar toxic solvents. So you want to avoid that. You really want to use a highly efficient toxin-free extraction process like supercritical carbon dioxide extraction. So you want to make sure that's part of the process. And additionally, you want to look at the company that's producing it, making sure they're applying all the highest quality standards so that, there's no potential mistakes or problems that occur in the production. And lastly, astaxanthin, even though it's a powerful antioxidant, if oxygen is introduced into the manufacturing process, they can actually damage it and limit its ability to do its work. So really, it's important to pay attention to the details. So if this is something you'd like to consider, strongly recommend it because I think it could be a really important tool to help you take control of your health.
Okay. That was good.
I did notice that.
Is the only way for you to get this is salmon?
Salmon, and I would assume, well, it's highest probably in salmon, but Ruth, wouldn't you think in all of the shellfish? The
I would think shrimp also.
Mm-hmm, shrimp, right. Crab, and any of the shellfish.
That are pink.
Well, maybe not all shellfish, not the crawfish, but the main, let's see.
Probably the ones that are pink, don't you think?
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Say probably that the ones that are, probably the ones that are pink?
Probably, yeah. That would be the key.
Yeah, the shrimp, the crab.
Mm-hmm. I do notice that he has added, alpha-linoleic acid to his supplement.
You know, I couldn't get it, but what is the nutrient? I mean, can we buy it as a supplement instead of always eating salmon or fish or
sure.
Because I saw on the screen 4 milligrams of what?
Astaxanthin. It comes in a supplement. But there are different, for instance, the bioaspin that Susie Cohen recommends, it comes in 6 milligrams. So, and of course he stated that he takes 8 to 10 milligrams, so, and you can take either once a day or twice a day. So I assume people.
Go ahead.
Those who maybe are getting radiation treatments or maybe frequent flyers who have to go through the scanners, maybe they would want to bump up their dosage, but as a general thing, probably once a day would be sufficient for all of us.
Okay, well, and the little the container that we get, if we get it from Vitacost, as she mentioned, the bioaspin, then it will say on the jar how much is suggested, probably.
Right.
It probably costs us less than eating salmon every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is a lipid-soluble nutrient, and so it will also carry over. It'll stay with you longer than like a water soluble one does. You might take it every other day. You might take it mostly when you're just going to be out in the sun or when you're exercising or when you're flying.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get an x-ray. We've talked for a long time. If you're going to have an x-ray go flying, you're going to be taking your antioxidants. You're going to take extra vitamin E. So now we have another more effective way to find this. So, okay, that's great, Nancy.
Can any of you tell me what is the value of potassium? I know it's great value, but I don't know what does it do for you.
Well, potassium is something that I use all the time because if I don't use it, my body evidently doesn't maintain or utilize that mineral very well. And sometimes people who are thyroid deficient, that happens. And then I have an irregular heartbeat. If I have an irregular heartbeat and I go take some potassium, it just goes away. And, you know, I take it all the time. It has to balance with your other minerals, your magnesium, your calcium, and your sodium. If I eat too much sodium, it'll throw my mineral balance off. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure there are other minerals as well, but those are the main guys.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I asked, this is off the subject of what the salmon does, but yesterday I had a friend of mine bring me carrot tops. And I mean a huge amount. They were gorgeous looking. And she said, you know, you can use them in salads and blah, blah, blah. And so I looked up carrot tops on the internet, and they're very, very high in potassium. That's why I'm asking you about that.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Anyway, I put some in my smoothie, and oh, my goodness. Well, I added also a fresh peach. Because it pointed out in the article or on the internet that if you take too much, you know, use too much of the carrot tops, you know, because they're so high, they can kind of make it have a bitter flavor. So I used not a whole bunch, but it was very interesting, the results. I really liked what it tasted like. Just thought I'd say that.
When we have cramping in our legs, feet, toes, whatever, it's from either a magnesium or potassium or maybe both deficiency. So, and Ruth, didn't you state that's what helps you also?
Well, there's one other item that I found that helps, and that is water.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little dehydrated, apparently, and I don't. Sometimes we eat. It's probably a combination of those things. It's keeping those minerals in their proper balance, whatever that is, for each person.
For each person, it can be so different.
Right.
But anyway, I thought you all would like to know that carrot tops. That's what it said. Carrot tops.
That's especially important. Important if you can't get any potassium tablets, you need to know, eat your carrot tops.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what I have found out is that there's a lot of things that we throw away from our vegetable garden just because it's tradition, that maybe we ought not be throwing it away.
I'm sure that's true. And then, of course, now some of the things we throw away is like the peelings. If we ate them, we would get a lot of nutrients, but we'd also get a lot of toxins from the things that they've been sprayed and dipped in and painted on and everything else. So that's another reason why we have to supplement. So, okay, Nancy, thank you. Good job. Thanks for the discussion also. Let's see what... And we're at time for our closing. And so we thank Nancy for another nice lesson, something more for us to learn about and to improve our health with. And anybody else have any questions before we close or some more information? So tomorrow Monty will be with us and be teaching us. And yeah, we always have good things to learn from Monty, so. We'll talk again tomorrow. You guys have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. Yes, very good.
Good job, Nancy. Good job. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.